Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's a lie. That's a lie. And this is being recorded, girl. Yeah, so we'll just start off with that one.
No. Right.
Here we go.
All right, morning mess, Joey boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hello, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
It's so weird because we probably should have sat the way we did in studio because I automatically look this way where Gina would be and then you're here.
Where Anish would be with you.
Yeah.
But
if you go like in, what is this, counterclockwise, we're in order.
That's true. All right, it's time for an Aftermath podcast. We're actually at my crib right now.
Yeah, sorry.
So if you hear a little echo, we're just... We're turning up after the show. We got a cheers to our Cutwater cocktail.
Cheers.
Right here.
Cheers,
everybody.
Cheers.
Absolutely.
We love the margarita.
Honestly, I'm really feeling this Mai Tai. Like, this would be my order at certain bars that I would go to with the Gay Mafia. And, yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I'm getting this Whiskey Mule on. I just got turned on to whiskey probably 3 years ago. I was just vodka. Now I'm a big fan of whiskey, so I'm rocking with these Whiskey Mules, bro.
Oh, I've always been a big tequila girl.
Tequila girl.
Mm. So this tequila margarita right here, son.
It's got the 12.5%.
Oh my god, me too.
It's gonna get you.
Yours is 12 too?
Mine's 12. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Mine is 7%. What's yours?
Wow, 12 and a half.
Wow.
Dang.
Well, I gotta drive. Wait, I'm home. No, I'm so.
The Aftermess.
Right before this, we started talking about in-laws, and I don't know if it's a cultural thing, because I know me and Anish, we're on the same boat, then Gina said she would never. We started talking about what do you call your in-laws? Mm-hmm. Like for me, my wife's mom, I call Mama Kathy. And even with other, I was married before, and I called her Mama and her name. And Gina, you said you would never, and you don't.
No, my in-laws are Nikki and Michael. Those are their names, so I don't put mom in front or dad in front. And I don't, like, I definitely know people who do, but personally, it just feels so strange to me. Like, my mom is my mom and my dad is my dad, and I respect them so much as Bryce's parents, but they're Bryce's parents. I'm right. Bryce's wife, they're my in-laws, and I'll call them my in-laws, but when I greet them, it's, hi, Nikki, hi, Michael. And that's so crazy.
So for me, I don't have in-laws, but like in the Indian culture and just like, not even just like with your in-laws, but like you always have a specific name that you're supposed to call people.
Right.
And I know that even, I mean, sorry to my parents, I'm just going to put your business out there. Even though like my mom, for example, did not get along with my dad's parents, always said mom and dad. That's just how it is. That's how you're supposed to do it no matter what. But then I think about when you say this now, Gina, I mean, like, as a gay person, like, nothing about my life is traditional.
Right.
I don't know if I would.
And you know what? I don't think you would. I wouldn't. Like, I know for a fact my mom, she just has this weird thing about calling other people mom. Like, she does not fuck with that. Like, even if, you know how you had that one babysitter and they took care of you 5 days a week for 8 hours after school for 17 years? If I were to ever call that woman mom, my mom would flip the fuck out. So I could only imagine how she would feel if, like, let's say me and my current boyfriend got together and I called his mom, she'd be like, I didn't.
But there's a difference of calling a mom and then, like, a nickname. Like, even Amber's dad, I call Papa Joe. I wouldn't call dad.
Mama Karen?
Yeah, like I would call them mom and then their name. So it's kind of like a mixture, a blend of both.
Yeah.
But I would never call Amber's mom mom.
Wow.
Yeah. I just think, so here's one reason I could never do it. My oldest sister got married pretty young to a guy that was horrible. He was emotionally manipulative. Ugh. He was physically abusive.
Oh.
And all around just a horrible human being. Within 5 months of them meeting, they were married. It happened very, very quickly. That was part of that manipulation. He wanted to snag her, get her away from her family, and start manipulating her. He walked in the door day one, started calling my mom, mom. And personally, on the side, my mom would never say this to him, but she fucking hated it.
Oh,
she's like, I can't stand this bitch ass man calling me mom when he treats my daughter like shit.
Right.
So I think that that probably has a big reason why
Absolutely.
I think it's super weird.
Absolutely.
To me, it was disrespectful.
Oh,
because
fuck.
He came in and you just assume you're going to be a part of his family.
Right.
Like, you're literally trying to tear our family apart. You're going to walk in here and say, hi, mom. Hi, dad. Sir.
The balls on
Get
that.
Out. Oh, he had balls. He
That's
got
probably. That's probably why then. That's why the way you are. Yeah. I mean, if she loved him,
no.
Then it would be, no, if she did
yeah.
love him,
mm-hmm.
then it would be a term of endearment.
Right.
Like when I called Amber's mom, Mama Kathy, she teared up.
Aww.
She's just like, oh my God. Like I was accepting of her.
Was this her biological mom or her
No, I've never met her biological
okay,
mom.
Okay,
her but her stepdad too. I call him Papa Joe from jump. It was just the way I was
right,
brought up.
Right.
But I do have friends that they would never.
I wonder, like, how Bryce's parents would take it.
You should try to see what they say.
I would feel so awkward.
Because obviously they love you, but...
Well, yeah, I'm actually... We're seeing Bryce's dad tonight. We're going to go see him for dinner because...
Do it and record it.
You know what? Hold on. I got to tell you a little side note to this. This is so awkward because, like, so today is Bryce's sister's birthday, and Bryce is so bad with birthdays. He forgot. He hit her up yesterday and said, can you watch the kids for us today? And she's like, Bryce, it's my birthday. I'm going out.
How do you guys, how do you feel about that with birthdays? Because now that, like, I'm older, quote unquote, I've given up. Like, I don't do, like, birthday wishes. Like, you know, because, like, once upon a time when Facebook was, like, a big thing, it was all about who's posting on your Facebook.
Oh, what do you mean?
Like,
you don't do birthday wishes.
I don't
what do
wish
mean?
Happy birthdays. Like, with you guys, I will, but, like...
You don't
like,
reach out to your family to say happy birthday?
I do. I do it when I see other people sending the messages. Like, yesterday
like,
was
if I asked you when's your dad's birthday, you wouldn't know the date?
I would know it.
Okay.
But it's, like, I don't have, like... I don't know.
Like, it's not in you to wait until midnight to text your best friend happy birthday.
Yeah, like, I don't care. Like, I don't care about that. And I don't care if people do that for me kind of thing. I don't know if it's an age thing.
I do for my family. And that's something that's definitely come with me with age. I care a lot more about making sure they feel special on their birthdays now because I know that there are people who will forget. And I don't want them to feel like shit on their birthday.
Oh.
Like, so especially for my parents, like... Shout out to my sisters. They're all kind of fucking horrible with birthdays. One of them will remember, but she's too broke to really do anything for them. The other one, one is a
not, not, not,
not the tea.
You know,
what a shame.
You know, one's a drug addict and she's just gone. And then my other two are just young and kind of like,
right.
And they're really not that nice.
So do you think that's what Anish said? Is it an age thing?
But you said you lost it with age. For me, it
I
came with
age.
Age.
That's what's so interesting,
yeah,
too, because
I have
once
to make sure my parents feel special on their birthday now.
I do for my parents' birthday. Siblings, I mean, they say happy birthday.
Yeah.
I still get them presents.
Okay.
I definitely do.
I struggle with it.
I've always been the worst with presents.
Yes.
Like, I am the worst. I won't get you shit. Like, it'll be the day of your birthday, and I'm just like, oh, fuck, I gotta get you a motherfucking gift.
Well, because I just send money, to be real.
Oh, okay.
It's not like something crazy, but
because
I gotta make you... Get something.
My BFF Tiffany, she loves giving gifts. Like last year for my birthday, she gave me just the most personalized, beautiful gift. Everything in that bag was so fucking me. I was like, oh my God, I love it. And you know what? We've been friends for 5 years. Yo, I don't think I've ever
What
Carla.
See? Yeah,
no.
Exactly. That's
no.
another thing.
Yes,
if you have,
yeah.
if it's a person that gives you birthday, another person that texts you at midnight, you have to. But see, I don't like, that's part of why I don't like it. I don't like that pressure. Like, I
it's
even
a lot
talk
of pressure.
It's a lot
You're
of pressure.
Right.
I talked to one of my
problems.
Friends.
Come
it,
on.
Maybe, but like I talked to one of my friends who like he had told me, y'all know Robinson.
Yeah.
He's big on gifts. And so I'm like, I don't want you to feel like I don't appreciate them.
Oh, he got
like,
you those really nice slides. That
he got me the slides. He got me this hat. I'm rocking them.
Yeah.
I have a Supreme hat from him. And so I'm like, I'm not saying that I don't like these gifts. I just will never be able to reciprocate.
Well, okay. So people
I will
have different
never
love
be
languages,
able.
Right? But like... In my opinion, if that person is important in your life, then you will speak their love language on their birthday. So my mom is huge on giving gifts. Every time I go over there, she has so many gifts for my kids. Every time. It's insane.
Aww.
I come home with 3 outfits every fucking time I see her, and I see her a lot. on her birthday, I'm getting her those $80 flowers from 1-800-Flowers that deliver them to you surprise. Yeah. I'm sending her cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory. I'm showing up to sing happy birthday because it's like, I don't do that throughout the year. That's just not how I operate. But that's how she does, and that's how she feels loved. And, like, my mom and my dad have been married so long, I know that romance is dead in that relationship. So he's not going for it. Someone's got to do it.
That's my mom and dad.
Someone's got to do it.
We've been on the phone.
Yes.
When my mom's like, oh, yeah, thank you, Poppy. I'm going to set your flowers next to your dad's $100. My dad hasn't bought my mom a gift probably in 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
Christmas, birthday.
No, so you've got to spoil your mom.
Nothing. I have to.
That's your mom.
I have to make up for it because my dad, there's no romantic bone in his body.
Okay.
So I have to compensate.
How old are your parents?
65.
Okay, 64. So your parents are exactly 10 years older than my parents. My parents are still all the romance. Like, my dad
great.
Like, that's good.
Because we've always been a very loving, like, family. So I'm like, why didn't that translate to me? Because, like, even with my partner now.
No, girl, don't do this. Your gift for me, like, I'll go back to, like, for Christmas. I hated my gift to you. I hated my gift. You don't have to say anything about it. But, like, your gift to me was so on point.
Oh, because I tried.
So then you have it in you.
Oh, I have it in me, but, like.
You gave me a cool gift.
Did I? Did I give everyone something? I don't know.
I think you gave everyone something.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Girl, bye. You're
out here. She just wants
something. Look at her.
I think I remember coming home. I'm like, wow, this is a really cool gift. Carla, again, I forgot what it was.
It was a mug that said best dad and then some sort of mask that you could try on the kids for your YouTube channel. I was like,
nothing you remember.
It was really cool.
A stress-free lotion because you had just had your baby.
I hadn't yet.
Oh, you hadn't yet.
I was almost about to have
And like a socks or something and also a mug that said mom.
Okay, so you're lying. You're a great gift giver.
I just don't do it. I'm lazy.
You're trying to set up so you don't have the expectation.
You know what? That's completely fair though because like I know we always talk about age and I know it doesn't always matter but sometimes it does. Like I said, it came with me with older age. When I was in my early 20s, especially, like, I was so absorbed with myself.
Oh, yeah.
I think every 20-year-old is because you're trying to fucking figure out your life.
I was
the
opposite.
I think it's very natural. Really.
I was the complete opposite. My roommates at the time, I had two straight guy roommates, and I would get them, like, gifts and stuff, like, just randomly just because I really appreciated living with them. And they pulled me aside, and they were like, dude, stop it. Like, we don't want you wasting your money on us. I was like, I just really like living with you guys. I'm sorry. Sorry. And to be quite honest, they were kind of nerdy and like I would get invited out because I'm gay. So the girls would always have like places for me to go. They didn't always have places to go. So I would come back to the apartment like wasted talking about whatever time I've had. They were just sitting back, ironically watching episodes of The Office or just drinking by themselves. Like, oh, bad. And I buy them gifts. And I will always think about stuff like that.
What you should have done was brought the girls home.
In retrospect.
No, I did that. There's a whole other mess.
Oh, no.
That had already happened.
So that didn't work.
That had already happened.
Okay. Like,
do you do stuff big for your own birthday?
No.
Like, are you the type of person, like, I'm going to buy myself my gift or I want to throw it? Because I was always, and it's not until, I don't know if it's the pandemic, this is the year that I really don't care about my birthday. And this is the first year I don't care about my birthday.
Yes.
And I brought it up to you guys, like, should, like, almost kind of like, yo, guys.
What do I do?
Like, well, almost like, should I go to Cabo? Like, almost like, you guys want to go? Because we only hang out with each other.
Yeah.
Because I want to do something because I feel like, damn, I don't give a fuck. And my birthday's like in a couple weeks and my son reminded me because I forgot. I forgot. October is like around the corner.
Can we just round of applause for JoJo?
This is the best.
Like, what, 15, remembering your birthday?
Yeah. He knows it's in October.
That's huge.
Damn.
That's huge.
But this is the first year I made my birthdays, you know, Nish, a big deal every year. Four clubs, traveling, let's go, I'm going to buy a car. This is
what
I just don't give a fuck this year. I don't know if it's the pandemic, the year.
I'm sure it is.
It's got to be.
I don't care.
Funk. Yeah. No, it's got to be that.
I don't fucking care at all.
Well, because so for me on the flip side, like my attitude is like, I'm not going to save the moment. I think I'm taking after my dad now. Like, I'm not going to wait for like a moment to get myself something. If I want it, I'm going to get it. You know what I mean? Like,
oh. There's my son.
What happened?
I'm done. I'm coming back at 11:15.
11:15. Okay. Go watch TV and I'll be right in there. Okay, buddy? And that's online schooling right now in my house.
He's five.
My son is 5 years old and he just is on it. I'm so blessed with these kids.
Yeah.
I'm so blessed. I think on my birthday, I'm just going to buy them gifts.
That would never be me. You know those people that are like, oh, it's my birthday. I'm going to buy all you guys something. Fuck that shit. Anyway, you were saying, Anish, for your birthday?
All I was saying is that, like, I'll treat myself, period. Like, it doesn't have to be like, oh, my birthday's coming up.
Okay. Yes.
Right? Like, if I want something, like, major, I'm going to just go and get it.
Because we don't
I won't
not
wait.
Like that.
I won't wait to make it.
I've always had a hard time with that because it's like I'll have my moments where I'm like, yeah, I'm getting it. And then I go to the cart and it's in the cart and I'm like, I can't. I just can't.
Do you guys think it's because you have like whole ass families and shit?
For me, yes.
Not for me because I've been that way since I was like 16, 17. So I didn't grow up with like money. We had a roof over our head and my dad's an amazing worker and he makes money, but he had a huge family. So obviously you have to split that up between a big family. Mm-hmm. So when I got my first job, my mom would make fun of me. I would check my bank account probably 3 times a day just to look at my money. Just look at it.
Just
look at it. And my mom would be like, ha ha, there she goes again, staring at her money. I was like, yeah, mom, I have $300 in my bank account. Do you know how good that feels?
A moment.
Yeah. So I don't know, just like blowing big purchases like that. What gets me are the small micro purchases. Starbucks, like I would have that every day if I could. You know what I mean? Those little $5 ones. That's what would get me. The big purchases are hard.
You know what's crazy? So I had a job since I was 16. I remember when I first told my parents I wanted my first job. I was like, I want to work at the movie theaters. They were opening up brand new movie theaters with like a wine bar. It was like super fucking fancy. And my dad took me to work in the fields with them because he was like, oh, she wants to get a job? Okay. He thought that it would like convince me not to. Anyway, I loved it. I loved every second of it. Because at the time, my little guy friends were working at the fields with their dads for my dad. And they didn't know until I showed up and I was like, this is my papa. And they were like, oh shit. So I had fun. Anyway, I got my first job. And I remember I worked a lot. I would be working doubles. I 8-hour shifts every weekend. I couldn't tell you a single thing I bought with my money. I don't fucking remember.
Because it was all
the money of it was. Yeah.
You spent it?
I guess I did.
Yeah, I remember, like Gina was saying, I remember it was a milestone for me when I had $100 saved up. $100 might as well be $1 million.
So like, exciting! I would just stare at it.
I just had $100 in there when you had that those O's, and then when you got the first comma,
the first. That's what I was gonna say. The first
when you had that $1,000.
The first comma was that was the part. I was like, yo. I did it.
Right
I made
now,
it.
It's the first time that I consistently have over $10,000 in my like accounts. Like,
yes.
High fives.
Like, okay, granted, it's a combination of my savings and my checkings, but
so
still, I'm like, I have over 10K.
Yeah.
No, and that's a big
really
moment.
At
24.
Let me tell you, at 24, I probably had, and at 24, I think I just got nights in LA at Power 106. I probably had maybe half that. Saved up because I didn't have kids.
Yeah.
I was buying new kicks, the new Jordans, living the lifestyle of fucking LA.
Mm-hmm.
$10,000 is a lot of money for you. That's
it's
dope.
Huge.
Yeah.
So when I was 24, I did the same thing and it gave me the freedom to say, I worked at the bank at the time. I hated that job. It gave me the freedom to be like, fuck this. I don't like this job anymore. I'm quitting. Because I felt so comfortable. That freedom. I was like, I have 10K in the bank, honey.
If you have 10K, if your battery runs out, if you have
to stress about it.
You don't have to stress. $10,000 is going to take care of your car.
Yesterday, I logged on to the DMV for no reason. I never log on. And like literally something was like, hey, Carly, you should like check your DMV thing.
Adulting.
When I went on, it said that my tags had expired over 10 days ago. Yo, a bitch did not even know that. So I was like, oh my God. So then when I went to go renew it, it asked you for a year or 2 years. Yo, that shit was $750.
Yeah.
And it didn't hurt to pay.
Because that's why you're prepared for the scam that is adulting.
Yeah.
Everything starts to cost more money.
Yeah. And what's fucked up is things like car insurance. You'll actually save like $100 if you could pay a lump sum up front, which is what we always do. Bryce was really big on teaching me that.
I need to start doing that.
He does it too much, though, in my opinion. I can't grocery shop with him because he's the type that will go to the fucking aisle of the paper towels. And he looks at not the price of the paper towels, but the price per square foot. And then he'll sit there. And
that's gangster to me, though.
It drives me crazy.
Gina, we still need a date for Costco because that's what Costco is.
Yeah.
Like Amber, my wife, is like, I don't get Costco.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you understand? It's cheap. If you do the math,
right? That's
cheaper.
All he
that's all
like
it is.
You're spending more up front, but you're getting more product, which means it's
cheaper.
And so it's like
paper towels. You're gonna use that,
but I can't. I'm not.
You're not that person.
Mm-hmm. And it's like that's why sometimes it's like you got to go grocery shopping because I can't with your ass because I'll be in the. He'll sit there for like he has no shame. Whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or 15 minutes, he will take the time he needs to make sure he's getting the cheapest paper towels.
I'm
just like no. put the freaking Viva in the cart and let's go.
No, I'm the happy medium. Nuts. Like, wait, this is 5 books. Yeah. This is 12 right. bucks. I'm gonna get the 7 bucks.
Right.
No.
Like, I'm high and shit on sale. I'm not over here like frivolous with my money and shit, but he is to the extreme. Yes. And like he studies this like method.
My man Bryce.
I think, have you heard of FIRE?
Yes.
Something about like financial independence. Retire early. Yes. That's yeah. Bryce's shit. And he gets on my case because I don't follow it. And he's just like, we could be retired at 35 if you would just do this and this. I was like, but I can't.
Gina.
I can't.
My boyfriend is exactly the same. So do you guys remember when I told you about that book about retiring early, financial freedom and all that shit?
Oh.
He made me read that.
Of course.
And he's convinced. He's like, Carla, so we're going to invest in this and this. And we're going to start in putting at least $3,000 a year in this account and this account with a growth rate of 10% by the time that we're 60. First of all, we'll be millionaires. Second of all, once we have our fourth property and the first two pay themselves, then we can just continue to have a passive income.
But see, that's super important. So like... I'm blessed, just to be real for a second, I'm blessed in that, like, that was something that, like, my dad instilled because he came from, like, very humble upbringings. And so for him, his big thing was, like, I remember when I graduated from high school, he wanted me and, like, a group of friends to get together. And he paid for us to go to, like, have dinner somewhere. And his gift to us was, like, stocks. And everybody thought it was the stupidest thing in the world. I thought it was dumb. I was embarrassed at the time. Now I'm like, oh, shit. That's fucking genius.
He was looking out for your financial future.
That's so lit.
He gifted you stocks?
Mm-hmm. And it was like $100. Like, it wasn't, but it was like to everybody.
That's so sweet.
It was amazing.
You kept that stock? Or you
I did, yeah.
No,
I
kept it.
Where it at?
I don't know. That's the one. That's the other thing my dad taught me is like, don't look. If you look every day.
But it's been how long? I have to go look. Like, if it's 10 years, 15 years.
What? How old am I? 31. So 31 minus 18. What is that? 12 years.
Oh, it has to be nice.
Has to be decent, right?
Watching Lost.
Maybe 400 or 500
bucks. I mean, it could be because the way the market is right now, it's
watching
wild.
Lost, he's like in the negatives. The company's like, hey, Anish, you owe me money.
Give it back. But like stuff like that really like, it didn't get me right off the bat, but I have quickly started to pick up once I was like looking into that financial independence and stuff and I would look into things on my own because paying your own bills, adulting is like, bitch, why the fuck do I have to pay $600 to drive a car for 2 years?
That shit makes no
sense. That's
why. Very aggravating, but at
wild.
The same time, I am very aware of my mortality. I got one fucking life on the earth, and so
that's
it's
true.
Like, to me, there has to be a balance because the fire thing, you're on the struggle bus for so much of your life.
Yes.
Why?
You
so you can
too.
Retire, but then what? You're retiring and you have to live off of like a $30,000 salary because now you don't have to work, but that still sounds like shit to me.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Like,
save money and be smart, but like, I want
to
live. Like,
there has
Bryce
to be a happy medium.
He wants to buy a duplex so that we can rent it out. And I'm like, no, I want to buy a family home. I got kids. I'm not trying to buy another property right now. I want to like where I live.
Yeah.
I'm going to die. Like,
that's
I want to have a life that I'm happy with.
Wow.
So there's like this balance that we go back and forth on as a couple a lot.
That's interesting. Because you do deserve that. Yeah, like I've struggled with before coming into this job forced me to like have a lot more fun. Because it's like going on trips to like we could have gone to Mexico this year. I would have never done that if it was on like just me.
Right.
The perks.
Yeah, the perks. But yeah, before that I would never do that. And so now I've learned a little bit more of the balance, like, okay. I should go on that random trip to go to San Diego Pride with
fuck
like,
yeah.
like I deserve.
Yeah.
And I would have never done that before because it would have been like, oh, I have to spend like $300 on a ticket, $300 on a hotel, that's $600.
Oh, that's kind of how I am right now because I want to do all these things, but like my friend will be like, oh, like the ticket's like $200. And I'm like, do I need to go? Nah. You know, like that's kind of how I think right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the reason that I think so much about retiring and buying that duplex to rent it out and shit, because my boyfriend's very much like that. The reason I think about that is because I look at my parents now. And
yeah.
I do not see them retiring any fucking time soon, even though I know their body needs them to.
That's my dad, man.
And it kills me.
Yeah,
it kills me because I'm like... Oh my God, this is gonna sound so fucked up. Okay, so my mom doesn't listen to the podcast, so it's fine. But I think about this sometimes because she says, oh, it's fine. Like, if anything ever happens, I'll go move in with you. And I would say, of course. Like, I'd love for my mom to live with me. And then I'm like, wait a fucking minute.
Right.
I mean, I don't mind paying for your things. I don't mind paying for a whole ass house for you and my father to live in. I don't mind. But I'm just like, damn. Like...
It's a lot of responsibility.
It's real. Welcome to my life. Like,
yes.
Literally, I have to send my parents money. I have to because My dad is a musician. He saved zero money.
Yeah.
I told you guys he lived the life of a rapper when he was in a salsa band. He didn't save any money. They have no house. They have an apartment. It's in Burbank, California, which is a two-bedroom in Burbank, California. It's probably, and it's like 900 square feet. It's probably about $2,000. It's ridiculous. My mom has to work. She'll probably work her whole life.
Yep.
Fortunately, my mom, strong-willed and loves to work. Fortunately. Yeah. But it's the same thing to where, like, I had to talk to my siblings and be like, well, mom and dad get older. Who's getting who? Because if y'all just depending on me to pay for hospital bills, I'm like, I'm going to need some help.
Some help,
they're
yeah.
going to get to the point where they're 70, 80. My dad's already have health problems. I'm like, right. I'm going through my shit my own self. So it is. No, I feel it's not selfish. It's kind of like you wish. And I don't want to put that burden on my kids.
Exactly.
That's the part that that was what I was taking from this.
Yes.
Stuff is very valid.
Yeah.
The older that I get, the more I think in the shoes of my parents of like when I'm 31, I'm almost 30 when she had me. So I'm like,
Whoa,
this is wild. So then I think more so along those lines of like, that would be weird to me if I were to have to move back in, if I had kids to move back in with them.
Right. Well, here's
that's an interesting
Have you guys
situation.
Thought about, like, obviously we're going to start with commas as the show gets bigger and bigger.
I fucking hope so.
Of who gets your money at the end of it? Is it automatically your kids? Is it your husband? Is it your parents? Is it, like, I have that decision making to do right now of making wills and, like, who gets my money?
As you should, by the way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Who gets my money? Is it going to a person that eventually I say, this is the person who will raise my kids? It goes to that person. God forbid me and my wife don't work out. Am I putting the money in her hands to say, hey, if I die tomorrow?
Right.
Make sure it kids. Or do I just put it in funds for each of my kids, split it up? Then I even think about, I got two stepkids.
Mm-hmm.
I love them.
Yeah.
But am I bad for not leaving Adrian money?
Oh, that is such.
I got three biological kids. Do I leave Adrian some? You know, it's just so weird right now where I'm like,
yeah.
I'm going to have to get back to you.
It causes a lot of rifts in families too.
It does.
I know when my Nana died, she had life insurance policy, and that was like this big point of contention among my mom and her two brothers. Who's going to get it? Who's taking care of what? Who's paying for what? Who's doing this and that? And it was just so fucking annoying on the other end of that to listen to that.
Because you hear about like
she didn't have
things.
It cleared out. So then it gets so messy.
It gets so disgusting. So in Mexico, families are really big. My mom and my dad are both from 8-kid families. Unfortunately, on my dad's side, a few have passed away already anyway. So, but still, a lot of fucking kids. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing in Mexico is I believe their property tax and shit like that is really different than it is here.
It's like zero.
So
like
once
crazy.
You own the land,
yeah.
And once you like paid off that house in like the 60s, because people continue living in the same place for a really long time there, it's yours forever.
That makes
and the land,
so much sense.
The land's there, the houses, like for example, my grandma's house has, what, 12 rooms?
Work it
out.
Oh,
yeah. My grandmas live in fucking huge houses. They do.
Wow.
And so, I know, come visit, guys. no, it's not what you think. It's not what you think. They're normal houses. They're just big because they had 8 fucking kids.
It's right? still yours.
Now, when my dad's mom, she went through a really bad patch where she was so unhealthy. We didn't know when she was going to die. I don't know how she's still alive now. Like, she just made it through and now it's been years. But like, what the fuck? When she was going to die, all of the kids were going crazy over like, well, who's gonna keep the house?
Who's gonna get the property?
Who's
yeah.
Gonna, oh well, I live yeah. here right now because some yeah. of them still live in that house with their families.
That's
like,
tough.
Oh, I still live here,
yeah.
or I contribute.
Then you
to
don't
want to
like let's sell it and distribute because that's property.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, they're not gonna do that.
Yeah.
They're not gonna do that
for sure. The big thing because like on my mom's side, so my grandpa passed away and he was the one that had everything, and so my grandma's still alive. But that was when the conversation came up where like he never. Set up his will. So then everybody was like, what the fuck is she gonna do? Because my grandma, God bless her, but like she is everywhere. Like it would not just go to the kids. You know what I mean?
Right.
It would go to these are my sisters, these are my friends, these are all these
oh,
things.
Wow.
So the immediate
oh.
siblings.
Everyone got $50 at that point.
Yeah. So right. And like my grandpa was an engineer for the United Nations. He had
Whoa.
Property like in multiple areas around the world. So they're like, we don't even know how much this fool had. And so now that he's gone, who even knows? Nobody even knows what's actually like
what
his assets.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he wanted. Like, I don't want anybody
to know.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, like, it raised the question for everybody else in the family of, like, you need to get your will set up and you need to make sure that that's put together regardless. The irony is that's what my mom was saying to my dad, like, big time, because my dad's the breadwinner in the family. Mm-hmm. Was like, get that together. I'm fortunate in my situation, like, with my parents, it's literally just me and my sister.
Right.
So I think if anything at all, I don't know the specifics, but I know that it would get split, and I think that my dad worked on it, so it would just kind of just be given to us. But, yeah, I think about that whole mess that's on my mom's side of the family, like, yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
This kind of goes back to when Joey said he didn't want to put the burden of him on his children.
Mm-hmm.
Does it ever frighten you that, like, realistically, you might not have children because you are
realistically,
gay?
Right.
Like, let's say you don't get a partner and you don't adopt, okay? Mm-hmm. Or you get a partner and you choose not to adopt.
Mm-hmm.
Does it ever scare you, like, who's going to take care of me when I'm a viejito? Or do you just not think about that?
No. I've definitely thought about that. I think my hope is that as, like, a single person, like, I'm more likely to be, like, a disposable income gay is what they call them.
Disposable
what?
Income gay?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means that, like, I mean, if...
He'll come live with you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
And your kids.
Yeah. Like, I... Honestly, if you make more than, like, $35,000 as an individual person, like, you have disposable income.
Okay, yeah.
Like, let's, realistically speaking, you're not living, like, you're just, like, pinching pennies. So I'm hoping that I could afford. Like, that's the big thing, is that, like, I save enough money so that
you
can afford to have help. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the goal. Like, regardless, that's part of the FIRE thing for me, is that I'll go back to that and be like, I want to save the money, because at the same time, like, I see some people, this is not specific, this is not shade or backhanded or anything, but I'll see some people and their children, and I'm like, I would not depend on them to help you out.
No. That's fact. I look at my kids, multiple kids, I'm like, that's the motherfucker that's going to take care of me.
Right, you know.
That motherfucker probably, like, to me, Gia is going to be the one that's going to take care of me. Does that influence my decision? Maybe she might be my favorite child. Maybe. Just going to put it out there. She has a special bond for me, that you're the one that's going to take care of me.
Not with the kids in the house.
You, because your ass is going to be fucking, I don't know, skydiving in Brazil, and you might forget that. But this one. I was thinking when you said about your uncle, I was looking it up, forgive me for going being on my phone. Dean Smith, which is a legendary college coach for basketball. It just happened, I think, this past year. He passed away at the age of about 83. When he passed away, he left all his former players that went under $200 dinner on him.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's the kind of
that
shit
to
that
me,
I would do.
Yeah.
That's the shit that
like,
I would do.
Like, I want to almost, like, talk to my guy that's setting all my shit up. It's like, I want to make sure that, like, and I think of him, like, I want to make sure I treat Anish to a dinner, or Gina, like, all my closest friends are like, I want to, like, leave my money for my kids, but
right.
Then I want to do clauses. Like, I want to do what this guy did.
I love that.
That's so fucking dope. And I don't know how much it was, but it's every one of his players who received a varsity letter during his tenure as coach of University of North Carolina. And he was a legendary basketball coach. Michael Jordan's college coach.
Oh, wow.
There's a little picture.
Except Michael Jordan, he got enough money.
Yeah. But isn't that cute? Like, $200 dinner on me.
It's very sweet.
Yes,
it
I love
is.
That.
It is.
Right. I'm trying to get creative with my will, if you will. Like, I just don't want to, like, all the money. Blah, blah, blah. Like, no.
No.
I want to put some thought into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if, like, my biggest thing's stepkids. And then Dean Smith, like, God, I want some claws, and I want to make sure part of my money goes to.
Tough.
And I love the people that the little percentage, even to like a charity.
Yeah,
I think it's to me, like, just currently, it's more interesting to hear what you, Gina, you, Joey have to say, because for me, it's easy. We're like, majority would go to charities. And then I would do some bullshit. Right? You know what I mean?
But it's like, but then, like, you never know what your future's gonna hold, right? So, like, I definitely have, and it's, I don't know if we've ever acknowledged this, now's a great time to. I have a life insurance policy on me and my husband.
Oh, you do?
Mine is bigger because I feel like Bryce is going to be more fucked up if I die. So I have a higher insurance policy on my life. His is really nice too, but I'm like, here's an extra like 50K for you, Bryce, because I think you won't need it. So like right now he is the beneficiary, but as I get older, I don't know. And even now that I think about it, it's like, but I feel like my mom's going to need some of that too. So it's like, for me setting up a will right now would be a clusterfuck because I definitely would want my parents to be in there. Cause my dad, I know he's at least saving money. He has his own separate bank account. My mom, like I said, loves to give gifts, loves to spend money. So their accounts are separate.
Oh, wow.
I know he's banking a ton of money and he just kind of gives her money here and there.
Do they have a joint account?
She has her account that he funnels money into, but they do not have a joint account. Like, it's her account. Like, it's her card.
And he just puts deposits into it. Yeah.
Yes, and he will deposit money into it. Now, my mom's been a stay-at-home mom her entire life, and she is 51, 2, in her 50s, and my dad's in his late 50s. My parents are young. They started having babies very early.
How are your parents younger than... Well, I guess that makes sense.
They had babies real early. And, yeah, I know, because my dad lost everything in 2008. We went bankrupt. We lost the house.
Shit.
Like, we lost power. We would have... I'd be out buying groceries with my checks from fucking Subway. So I know he's, like, scared straight with that shit now.
Yeah.
He's like, uh-uh. I don't trust you no more, Debbie. Love you, but I'm going to have my own account and my own savings.
Right.
So I don't know. Like, if I had to build my will right now, I would definitely include my mom and my dad, though, because then I feel like if I don't give money to him, that's fucked up. Like, he's paid for my whole life.
Okay, and see, I'm the opposite because, so growing up, when I was really young, we didn't have a lot of money. But then as I got older, middle school, high school, we were motherfucking balling to the point where, like, my parents had, like, a whole house that was just gifted to them through my dad's work and stuff. And then, so I had a pretty good, like, life growing up there. And then when I went to college and wasn't home anymore is when my parents' finances really started deteriorating. And I realized that although my dad was a breadwinner, mostly, my mom worked too, because she cleans houses. She has her own money, but, like, my dad was who really funded our family. So then it made me realize, like, now he's the reason that they're, like, so broke is because he mishandled the shit out of the money that he did save. So if I were to die, I wouldn't leave him any money. Because I know that he wouldn't use it correctly. So, but then I'm like, I don't want to leave it to my mom either because I know she's going to give it to him.
But I know my mom would use it for shopping sprees and shit, and I'd still give her some.
That would be my situation too. My dad was so horrible with money. If I left it with my mom, I have probably twice a week, my whole life, my mom calls me just to vent. I used to get on my nerves, but I just allow her to do that because all it is bitching about my dad.
Mm-hmm.
So it's funny. I just put it on speaker. And it's just like, I let her vent, I let her go. I like, and then you always know, it's like, damn, that's crazy. So mom, you know, I always get a, damn, that's crazy.
And the occasional,
wow,
that's fucked up.
He said that?
But I would definitely, I feel the same way. If I leave it to mom, she's just to take care of my dad's shit that he doesn't need. He's built that way. He's wired that way.
Yeah.
Can you really change him at 60? They're not going to change.
No.
Nope.
It's not going to happen.
Definitely.
Like right now, my money is going to my mom. But I want to change that. You know, like I gotta, the divvying up thing is my problem.
Yeah, that's tough.
It's tough. Like, is it 33, 33, 33? Wait, it might be 30, 30. Give my stepson 10%. Do I leave, you know, who's over there?
Cruz,
he's like,
like that's
got
5 minutes.
I said
you know?
I'll be back at 11:15.
Wait, what time did you say? 11:15?
Yeah.
I will say we're going on 37 minutes. So.
And I will say, you know what's really awesome?
What is?
The eCuts app. ECUTZ on the app. If you don't know what the eCuts app is, let me tell you. It's the Uber of haircuts.
Oh, is it?
Literally, you download the app, and then right now we're all chilling, drinking cut water. Can't go driving to the salon now. That's okay. If you're feeling a little scruffy, they'll come to you. All you gotta do is order them the same way you would a Lyft, the same way you would Uber. Come and chop, chop.
Let me get this straight, Carla. If I'm over here, I'm buzzing right now. I'm gonna be high buzzing. And I was like, you know what? I need a little haircut right now. Now, mind you, I don't have hair, but if I did, I'm too buzzed. They would come right in my house, in my living room, give me a little haircut.
Yes, and they would do it safely.
You know what would be really cool? Let's imagine Corona does not exist, right?
Oh,
it's Friday
God,
night.
Please.
You're pre-gaming. You want to go to the club with a buzz and a fresh haircut, a fresh fade.
Absolutely.
Gentlemen, eCuts will help.
Oh, that's an idea. While your pre-game is getting the eCuts.
Yes. Get faded, then get a fade.
Hey.
You're a genius. And if you're trying to get faded, you need to get faded off these cutwater cocktails.
Once again, I'm promoting. Let's see here, man. This is, I put my stamp on the Whiskey Mule. Only 7%, but I have a nice little buzz going on.
Yeah, you know, I will say my 12.5 Tiki Rum Mai Tai. I'm feeling it.
Some tiki and some tikka?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Bye.
Carla, these tequila margaritas.
Mm-hmm.
I need cuts to take me home, too.
With that said, Morning Mess, we out. Hopefully you enjoyed that podcast on finance.
Yeah, I know. I like this, though. This
Who
is different.
Expect that
yeah.
from
I like
us.
That.
I like the way we're sitting because we're all in like a circle facing each other.
It's my favorite, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, oh, mi casa, su casa, we want to do this every other week, every week. This is kind of a cool setting.
It's
a ceiling fan, yeah. You know, just... I like the way, I like this.
Tell us what you think of this, because I know that the audio sounds different. I'm looking at the waves. I'm looking at the computer and all that stuff right now. Honestly, tell us how you feel about this, because I like this better. I'm going to just say.
Yeah, I like this better, too. It's more lax. I will see you on the next episode, number...
133, I think.
Woo. Go, girl. All right, Morning Mess, we out.
Bye.
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 This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.